Okay, let's begin with Yeshayahu Perek Tes as we continue the march through this wonderful Sefer. And this Perek is about, the first half of the Perek is about the what's going to happen after Ashur is defeated, after they're wiped out with Sancheriv, and this, a description of Chizkiyo HaMelech, who's in his chus, there was this salvation. And the second half is getting back to the northern kingdom, who thought that they were so protected before Ashur came. They made a treaty with other nations, but ultimately, unless they do tshuva, it's going to be terrible, and there's not going to be anything that is going to be left of their malchus. Just by way of introduction, which is something that the Yeshayo and Yirmiyahu, all of these Sfarim, as we know, Kol HaTorah Kula is Inyan Echad, and for sure Tanakh is Inyan Echad. We have to always remember the stories and the personalities of the people involved from the other book. So this Perek, as well as the next Perek and other Prakim, have to be learned with Sefer Malachim, Malachim Beis, Perek Yudches, where we meet Chizkiyo for the first time. And we learn of the story. So let's review the story for a minute or two, and then we'll see what Yeshayo Anavi has to say. Because if you remember, Yeshayo already said what he had to say in Sefer Malachim. Right? It's a parallel discussion that is brought there. So the Navi tells us in Perek Yudches of Malachim Beis, in the third year of Hoshea ben Ela, who was Melech Yisrael, Chizkiyo HaMelech, Chizkiyo the king of Achaz, was king of Yehuda. He was 25 years old when he took over, and he was king for 29 years in Yerushalayim. And the Navi says, Vayaz Hayosh, he did everything that he was supposed to do. Everything. He followed David HaMelech, who ha'isir ha'sabamos, v'shibar ha'samatzevos, v'karas ha'sha'asherah. He got rid of everything. All the avodah zaras, v'kitas nechash ha'nechoshes, ha'asher ha'moshe, the nechash ha'nechoshes, the Mishnah Psachim describes this. He got rid of the copper snake that Moshe had made, which was used to for salvation, but people started worshiping it, and therefore he got rid of it. And then there's an amazing pasuk, Bashem Elokei Yisrael Batach, Bitachon, he had tremendous Bitachon, Va'acharav Lohaya Kamau Bichol Malchi Yehuda V'asharoy Lefanav. And after him there was nobody, or before him, there was nobody like him in all Malchi Yehuda. So the Radak says, besides David and Shlomo. Obviously, David and Shlomo are greater. But it doesn't say that in the Pasuk. The Mishpat Zosav says, maybe on that Pasuk, well, obviously they're excluded, because it says, B'chol Malchi Yehuda. In the days of David and Shlomo, was before the Malchus split, so it wouldn't have been called Malchi Yehuda. So maybe that's where the Radak knows it from. But Rabbeinu Bachai writes in Shmos, in Perek Vav, that maybe the message is in terms of Bitachon. In terms of Bitachon, he was very unique, and he showed Bitachon in that he, when he was surrounded by the king of Ashur, by Sancheriv, he kept his poise, he davened and davened, and he didn't do anything. He didn't give in, as we spoke in the last parak about Shevna, and he just kept his cool. And then it says, it describes the whole story that the Ashur surrounded the city, the Kisancher Melchasher, and there were people, the servants and the messengers came, and they were mavazeh, and they disgraced, and they announced what they're going to do. Rav Shakei ben Lachish came to the king of Chizkiyahu to get him scared and to scream at him, and we're gonna make you not, there's not going to be any remnant of Malchei Yehuda, and Chizkiyahu doesn't know what to do, so he davens and he davens. And what does he do? Kishmoa, Perek Yutes now. Kishmoa Melech Chizkiyahu, Vayikres Begadav, Vayiskas Pasach, Vayovo Beis Hashem. Right? He realizes this is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, what are we supposed to do? Maybe Hashem will help us. Vayavdo Avdei, go send to Yeshayahu. See what we should do, right? He took his cues from Yeshayo, right? He wasn't going to make his own decisions. Says the Navi, Vayavo Avdei HaMelech Chizkiyahu Yeshayo, Vayomer Lem Yeshayo, Ko Tomer Nel Adoneichem, Ko Amar Hashem, Al Tiram Mibnei HaDvarim Asher Shamata, Asher Gidfu Na'arei Melech Asher Osi. Don't worry about what the messengers of Asher said. Hinini Nosim Bo Ruach, they're going to return. They're going to go back. Nothing to worry about. Chizkiyo keeps davening. Hashem Elokei Yisrael Yoshiv Akruvim. Atahu Elokim Levadcha L'chol Mam V'chol Sa'aretz. V'hatei Hashem Ushev Aznecho Shema. P'kach Hashem Einecho Re'ei. Right, the psukim we say in Tachnun, please help us. V'yishlach Yishayo Ben Amot. Yishayo sends to Chizkiyo. Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Asher Espalalti Lael Sancherem Elech Ashur. Shamati. I heard your tefillos, and then there are a couple of poetic psukim relating to what's going to happen to Sancheriv. And what happens, as we know, Kim Yerushalayim, Teitzei Sheirusu, Pleitami Artzion, you will be saved. And the psukim describe the unbelievable, amazing miracle, Perak Yotes, Pasuk Lamed Hei, Vahiba Laila Hahu, on that day, the Radak says it was the Lela Seder, it was Pesach, Vayetze Malach Hashem, Vayach Bamachane Ashur, Meyo Shmonim, Vachamisha Elef, 185,000 soldiers who wanted to kill us, they were killed. Vayashkimu baboker v'ni kulam pekarim meisim. The other one that was left was Sancheriv. Vayisa vayelach vayashav Sancheriv melech Ashur. He goes back. Vayeshev beninve. Vayihu mishtachaveh beis nisroch elohav. He goes back into his base avodah zarah. His two sons find him. His two sons kill him. Vayimanimlu to eretz ararat. Vayimloch esar chadon beno tachtav. And they went. And that was the end of Sancheriv. And but that's the story of Sancheriv and Chizkiyahu. And that is the background for this parak, as is described by Yeshayo. So now back to the parak. Yeshayo describes it in terms of the past tense, because it's as if it already happened, even though it was a nevuah. It didn't happen for a long time, but still, Chizkiyahu was a child at this time, but we will talk about that a little bit more later. Ha'am ha'olchim b'choshech starts off the parak. The nation that walks in darkness, ra'u ar gadol, they have seen a great light. Yoshve, Eretz, Be'eretz, Salmavis, Or Nagalehem. The Or has come upon them. Rav Schwab points out here in the name of Rav Hirsch that the nation is called Am and Goy. In the next sentence, in the next pasuk, here, Besa HaGoy, you have made the nation great. So what's the difference between Am and Goy? Suggests Rav Hirsch, a Goy is our character klape chutz. We are a nation of one. Am is klape pnim, from the word im, we are with ourselves. And Rav Hirsch develops this idea in Brachos that we are all very different amongst ourselves, but to the outsider we have to give a message that even though we are all different and we are all 12 Shvatim, but we are a package of Avdei Hashem, and you could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in whatever function that one is performing in life. That's the message of Am Yisrael. We are different from within. We are many, but the fact is, Rav Hirsch and Parshas Vayishlach, the fact is to be made clear to the world that the devotion and sanctification of human life in the bond with God through His law is not dependent on or conditional to any special calling in life or national characteristic, but that the whole of mankind, with all its diversity, is called on to accept the one common conception of God as taught by Israel, and so form all the different individual and national characteristics of mankind into one united kingdom of God. That is what we are supposed to give, the message, but that's Am and Goy, as is described here. They're also one of the Rebbes in the Biuri Chasidus, the Latanach, Ha'am HaHolchim B'choshech. You have to be going in the darkness. If you're just sitting in the darkness, not trying to conquer the darkness, you're not going to get the Yeshua. But even if it's dark, if I'm still a holech, I'm still going, then I'm going to be zochet to the Or Gadol. Yoshe Beretz Almaves, those who were sitting in the throes of death, surrounded by Ashur, or Nagalem, or as shown upon them with this great miracle. Here, Bisa Hagoy, Lo Igdalta Asimcha, you have made the Goy, the nation, great. You have given them tremendous Simcha. Rashi points out that there's a Korean exiv here. Even though we read it as Lo to him, to the nation, but it also says lo, lamed aleph, to allude to the fact that it was not full. The simcha wasn't full because Chizkiyahu wasn't made Mashiach, as we'll talk about Hashem in a couple of minutes. Samchu lufanecha kisimchas katzir, but they were so happy, kashi yagilu b'chalkam shalal, like splitting up spoils. Ki es ol subalu ves mate shichmo shevet anogis, but the stick, the burden that was on them, that was surrounding them, it was so scary. Sancheriv and Ashur conquered all of Eretz Yisrael. They came to Yerushalayim, boom, in one night, Hashem hachitosa, you hit them down, Hashem, ki yom midyan, like the day of Midyan. What is that referring to? The Radak and the Rashi point you to Sefer Shoftim, Perek Zion, when Gidon was fighting Midyan. And it was a tremendous nace also. Gidon only took 300 men with him. And he went to fight Midyan. The thousands upon thousands of soldiers in Midyan. And there too, they were all the same night. The nace took place. They all killed, they defeated Midyan. And that's what's being referred to here, like as Yeshayo. They remembered, they didn't remember from their own lives, but they remember they was told, like that nace that took place, so too this one. And then a beautiful pasuk. Ki kol sa'on, very hard words to translate, but the Mefarshim explained it. Ki kol sa'on, so'en barash, generally wars and battles are very loud. V'simla megolola b'damim, and the clothing of both sides are full of blood. V'haysa l'sreifa b'acholos esh, but this battle, It's going to be silent. This battle is not going to be full of blood. It's just going to be a fire. What kind of fire? Machlokes in the Gemara, whether they were burnt up, just their neshamis, or even their bodies were burnt up and just their clothing was left. Either way, v'haisa l'sreifa macholas eish, this one is silent. It's not going to cause any loud noise. Why are we zochet to this? Says Yeshayahu, again, giving a future prophecy, but talking about it as if it already happened already. Because of one man. Yes, not because of his father, Achaz, but because of Chizkiyo HaMelech. Ki yeled yulad lanu, there has been a boy that was born, that has been born to us. Already been born. Ben nita lanu vatiya misra. He will have the power al shechmo. He will have the authority on his shoulder. Authority meaning the authority of Hashem on his shoulder. Because he bends his shoulder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why bizchuto, that's why this tremendous victory will take place. There are many chazals about Chizkiyo, but these psukim describe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, gave him such power. There's even a medrash, unbelievable medrash, in Parshas Naso. In Perak Yudalid, says the Medrash that there were four people that had nobody to teach them, and they recognized God themselves. One of them is famous, Avram Avinu. But the Medrash says there were four. Zehaya Avram Shikir Me'atzma L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'lohaya Adam Shiyalamedos Limedoso Heich Lakir Tamakom Elohu Me'atzmo. V'zeo Echon Midalid B'nei Adam Shemeatzmam Hikiru L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Four people didn't have a teacher. Number one, Eov. Hikir Me'atzma L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Eov, it says in Eov. Mechuki Tzafati Imrepi, from within me. Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda, Afu Me'atzma Hikir L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chizkiyo, Minayin Shekin Ksiv Alav. We had earlier, Chema V'dvash Yochal L'Daito, Ma'os Barav Achor Batov. It says, L'Daito. But his father didn't teach him, Achaz didn't teach him the Rasha. Avram Avinu, we mentioned, and Melech HaMashiach. Me'atzmo Hikir L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Avram Avinu, as we know, that's the Medrash Yud Dalid Beis in Parshas Naso. So he was unique, he was very special. The Gemara says, Midon Vad Beersheva, in his days from north to south, the whole land was full of Torah. He did an amazing tshuva movement. So the Gemara said, the Psukim say, Ki yela yula lanu ben itan lanu, v'diyam Yisrael shechmo, v'yikra shmo. And they will call his name. The Pashas of the Pasuk is, the first few descriptions are talking about Hashem, and only the last one is about Chizkiyo, meaning, v'yikra shmo, who called Chizkiyo, Pele Yoetz, it's talking about Hashem, the ultimate advisor, El Gibor, Avi Ad, what did Hashem call him? Sar Shalom, the Sar of Peace. In his day, there is peace, and that is how this simple understanding is. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Darshan, Daf Tzadi Dalet, all of them related to Chizkiyo, but either way, the Pashas is that they refer to Hashem. Lamar Beha Misra, the one who has the authority of Hashem on him. Ula Shalom in Kates will be Zochet, a tremendous peace. Al Kise David Vamamachto, continuing David and his Malchus, what the other nations wanted to get, and even within the nation wanted to get rid of. Lahachinoso, La Saada, to prepare it, to get it ready. Bemishpat Ubstaka, Me'ata Va'ad Olam, forever, meaning in his lifetime, he will stay on the throne. There is interesting Gemara, well, based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk here is, this is the only time in Tanakh where we have a Sof Mem, a Mem Sofit, as it's called, which usually goes at the end of a word. Here it is in the middle of a word. Lamar Behamisra, what's it doing in the middle of a word? What's it there? So the Rash, the Gemara there, discusses this in Sanhedrin. The Gemara there has a difficult line to understand. The Gemara says that Chizkiyo was so amazing, Hashem was thinking of bringing Mashiach in the days of Chizkiyahu, not just the victory of Sancheref, but because he didn't sing Shira after the victory, so that's why he didn't bring Mashiach. Why didn't he sing Shira? It's very challenging. Rav Schwab says, we don't really understand this Gemara. So different Mefarshim try to explain why he wouldn't have sung Shira, right? The Gemara says, Bikech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasos Chizkiyo Mashiach V'Sancheref Gogu Magog Amra Midas Hadin L'Vnei HaKadosh Baruch Ribono Shel Olam, Uma David Melech Yisrael, Sha'amar Kama Shiras Hashbachos Levanecha, David Melech Yisrael, Lo Asito Mashiach, David wasn't Zochet to be Mashiach, Chizkiyo Shasito Lo Kol Anisim Alalu, V'lo Amar Shir Levanecha, Taseo Mashiach. That's why it was not, Chizkiyo wasn't made into Mashiach, and therefore, because he didn't sing Shira. Why wouldn't he have sung Shira? But either way, where did we get this out of the Pasuk? Because it's a closed mem. Hashem closed off the possibility on making him into Mashiach. Rashi there actually, Daf Tzadi Dalet, quotes three different pshatim. He wanted to bring Mashiach and it was closed off, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to stop all the tzaris of Klal Yisrael, and he didn't. That idea was closed off. Or Rashi quotes his Rebbe, Mori Rebbe Piresh, because Chizkiyah closed his mouth and didn't say Shira. That's the three pshatim of Rashi to that is alluded to the closed off mem. So again, why didn't he say Shira? The Sfasemis is quoted as saying that, well, maybe he was on such a high level, to him, Nes and Teva were all the same. So he didn't say Shira because he had such bitachon. Like we said before, he was on such a high level that he didn't say Shira. But that's difficult because even the greatest of our nation, you know what's Teva and what's Nes from their point of view. But still, for everybody else, you have to know. You have to know when to say Shira, when not to say Shira. Either way, but this is the Lamar Behamisra in the middle. By the way, these two psukim here are added on to the end of the Haftorah of Parshas Yisro, right? The earlier parak, which is about the Maisa Merkava. That is that's the Haftorah for Yisro, but here, these last couple of psukim are also mentioned there, so we could end talking about a great time period. As the pasuk ends, Kinas Hashem Svakos Tazazos, it's the kin of the zealousness of Hashem that acts for those who are zealous for Him. Right, Chizkiyo deserves it, and that's why he was saved. Rav Schwab points out that the Christians misunderstand this pasuk, these psukim as well. They say, oh, these psukim are somehow related to the founder of their religion. The problem is, it says, Ki Yeled Yulad Lanu. A boy has already been born. Yulad is past tense. In the days when this Navi took place, when this Nevuah took place, Yishayo said it, Chizkiyo was already born. He was a young child. And the Nevuah took place, a couple decades later. But, you know, they say that it's the source for their savior, but he wasn't born for about another 500 years, right? He's not on the map for a very long time, right? He says, nothing can be farther from the truth, because Yeshayahu says specifically, that this child had already been born when he spoke these words. A simple calculation of historical data will show that the central figure of the Christian religion lived some 500 years after the death of Yeshayahu. So this is Rabbi Schwab. Again, there's more psukim in Yeshayahu that they take for their own understanding, but each one looked at in the context shows that it is a misinterpretation. Okay, Vayter, we continue now. And that's the first part of the parak, all about the salvation from Ashur and the Zchuyos of Chizkiyahu. Now we get to the other half of the nation, not Malchei Yehuda. Now back to Malchei Yisrael. And this leads in really to the next parak. Malchei Yisrael up north, the northern kingdom. That Yishayahu spends a lot of his time talking to them and saying, if you don't do tshuva, you're going to get destroyed. And as we learned in the end of the previous parak, there were even three stages of the galus, and they still didn't get the message. And that's what it says here. Dor shalach Hashem b'Yaakov v'nafal b'Yisrael. This message is about what's going to happen in Yaakov and what's going to befall, literally, Israel. They're going to fall. They're going to be taken. The Yadu Ha'om Kulo, Ephraim, Yoshev Shomron, Ephraim up north, Yoshev Shomron, but Ga'avo, but Godele Vavlemar, they're all Bali Gaiva. They're arrogant. Yishayahu is saying, you don't realize what's going to happen. Levenim Nafalu V'gazas Nivnam. You think that bricks have fallen and we're going to build it new. Shikmim Gudoba, Razim Nachlif, we're going to make bigger trees. You think you're better than the previous kings. The previous kings were punished by Hashem already. People attacking armies came and fought them. You think you're better? We're going to be better. Hashem is going to bring against you the enemies of Ritzin. You made a treaty with Ritzin. Remember the previous couple of prakim. Talk about the treaty of Pekach and Ritzin, the king of Aram. But we're going to bring those who hate Ritzin, the king of Ashur, to fight you. Arami kedem plishtim me'achar. Aram from the east, plishtim from the west. Vayoch luas Yisrael b'chol pep. Right, the gaiva, that you don't look into your own actions and you don't try to think that the punishments that are coming are because of your actions, you know, that's going to be the cause of your downfall. There is interesting chazal in Chulin. Chulin Daf Tzadi Aleph darshins the first pasuk in this section, that davar shalach Hashem b'Yaakov v'nafal b'Yisrael. The Gemara darshins that's a remez to the mitzvah of Gid HaNoshe. The Gemara says, Tzadi Aleph Amad Aleph towards the bottom. My dechsiv, davar shalach Hashem b'Yaakov v'nafal b'Yisrael, davar shalach b'Yaakov ze Gid HaNoshe, v'nafal b'Yisrael she pashat isuro b'chol Yisrael. It's a remez that we started with Gid HaNoshe and then it spread. There's a machlokas Rashi Rambam in Chulin on Daf Kuf. Very fascinating machlokas whether the brothers actually ate Gid HaNoshe or not. The pasuk in Yivayishlach, Alkein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael. Is that talking about the Shvatim or is it talking about us? That's a machlokas Rashi and the Rambam there in the Pirshei Mishnayos, which we've spoken about in other contexts. But here, The Gemara darshins that this pasuk is alluding to get anasha. Why dafka here? So explains Rav Hirsch on the pasuk in Vayishlach and explains the Sefer HaChinuch that get anasha is the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over Klal Yisrael even in Galus, even when terrible things are happening, but you're limping, but you're still around. And that's what Jewish history is about. We're limping, but we're still here, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over us. And that's in this perek, amazingly, maybe from the first half, which talks about the Yeshua, and the second half, which talks about the Churban. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that, remember Gidan Asha, remember in the hard times, Gidan Asha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. V'ha'am lo shavan makeyu, now continuing the psukim, pasuk yud beis, but the am does not turn around to the hitter. They don't realize that the punishments are coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's going to happen? V'yachreis Hashem Yisrael, rosh v'zanav, kipa. The greatest and the lowliest, the whole nation is going to be wiped out. The whole Malchei Yisrael, as we know, the 10 tribes, they, and all the 3 ages, eventually they were all gone. Rosh and Zanav, the heads and the tails, Kippah v'Agmon, everybody, Zakein and Supanim, who are Rosh, they're all going to be taken out. Vayiu ma'ashrei amazem matim, and the leaders are going to mislead the people, u'mu'usharav mevulaim, and the lead, therefore, will be swallowed up and won't know where to go. Next pasuk, Chazal also darshan. Al kain kal bachurav lo yismach Hashem. Vesi somav es amalosav lo yirachem. Hashem's not gonna have rachmanis, even on those who he usually has super rachmanis on. Yisomim, almanos, ki kulo chonef omeria. They're all have distanced themselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They have been involved in chanufa and terrible averas. V'chol peh dover nevala. And they speak dover nevala, nivol peh. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel, uses this pasuk to explain the dangers of nivol peh and the ba'avon nivlos peh, saros rabos ugzeros kashos mischachos ubachure soni yisrael mesim yisrael v'amonos soakim edem nanim, all these terrible things, right? The nivol peh. And nivol peh means not only words, but also content. As the Gemara there quotes, what's also quoted in Ksubis, everybody knows why a kala gets married and what happens the first night, but you can't talk about it. We have to make sure that we realize that the gift of the Klach HaDibur, like the Kuzari says, that's what makes us unique, medaber. And that's what the Unkelus says in Bereishis. Ruach Mamalala, we have to realize that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And if we use it, Lira, if we use it to be Menavel our mouths, Becholzos, Lo Shava Po, V'yoda, and Donut Tuyab, Hashem gets very upset about that. And there will be a fire as the parak ends off. There's a fire that's going to go out to destroy Kivara, Ka'esh, Risha. All the wicked will ultimately be destroyed. Shamar, Vashayis, Tochel, the bushes, Vaya, Om, Kama, Cholas, Esh. The people will be like fuel, and it'll be so terrible, such starvation. Vayigzal yamin v'ra'ev, they'll look to the right, they'll be starving, the left will be starving, they'll even start eating their own flesh. When we talk about ishbazar zra'o yochelu, fulfillment of the tochacha, but we have to realize, Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and the third time in the parak ends off, b'cholzos lo shava po v'od yado nutuya. The point of all of these punishments is for you to come back to me. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us back, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to recognize that he is in charge, and Bez Hashem, eventually it will get better, but that's not how the parak ends. Remember, the first half of Ishayo goes back and forth between Necham and Churban. The last 20 prakim or so are all about Nechama, future days, but meanwhile Yeshayo is talking about the future from his point of view, which is all about what happens in the next 100 years or so after he lived. Okay, we'll stop here.